Hotels. And once again, Rob Lanham with you here live from Bristol Bay High School in Naknek, Alaska. Unseasonably warm Naknek, Alaska, I might add, as the peninsula is having so far a pretty mild winter. And I probably shouldn't have said that. It'll all change by tomorrow, perhaps. But we're getting ready to start the second half of action here in third round game between the King Cove T-Jacks and the Togiak Huskies. T-Jacks holding a commanding 53-24 lead at the half. Johnny Samuelson leading all scorers with 22. Simeon Wassily with 15 to lead the Huskies. And Coach Ralph Lindquist employed a full court press for most of the first half, trying to use this as an opportunity for his team to work on some things that maybe they don't use so often as they get ready to prepare for games next week against Sandpoint. And not sure what other, there's going to be another team, maybe New Haven at Sandpoint, and then the week following with home action against Taconock, and then regionals the week after that. All right, so Gonzalez windbound to Simeon Wassily for a quick three-pointer. No good. Rebound is taken away there by Jordan Hamilton. He gets it off to Johnny Samuelson. Johnny drives left, throws up an off-balance shot that bounces around and in. 24 points now for Johnny. On the floor for the T-Jacks, Johnny, Jordan, Avery, Cody, and Dre. Drayton Newman with the steal gets it to Cody Mack, and he attempts a bounce pass over to Johnny Samuelson, and it's kicked by Gonzalez. Johnny instructing Cody to lob that pass, and Johnny to inbounds, and the T-Jacks will run the stack play on the far end, lobbed into Jordan Hamilton. Jordan's shot is up, no good off the glass, rebounded there by Robert Blue. I'm sorry, Simeon Wassily gets it. Simeon brings it across half court, guarded by Johnny, brings it down to the corner. Good defense there by Drake Newman. The pass goes into Gonzalez. He throws up an air ball, and it's off the hands of Avery Samuelson and out of bounds. Togiak will inbound, and they're going to run a perimeter play off the inbounds pass. Gonzalez, nice pass in there to Wassily, and he goes up and under, no good, gets his own rebound, pulls it back out, puts up a five-footer, no good, rebounded there by Jordan Hamilton. Jordan triple-team, it gets the ball out to Johnny. Johnny dribbles it down. Nice pass to Drayton Newman. Drayton drives in, puts it up. No good, just off the rim. Good attempt there by Drayton as he had good defensive pressure, but got up and under it and nearly put in his first points of the game. Here's a pass right wing to Gonzalez. He fakes it and gets it back out top to Wassily. His three-pointer off the rim, no good, and the ball goes out of bounds off of the Togiak Huskies. And with 6:50 to go in the third quarter, King Cove T-Jacks 55, Togiak Huskies 24. Johnny throws it ahead to Cody. Cody launches a two-pointer, no good. Rebound nearly taken there by Drayton Newman, but grabbed in the corner by Simeon Wassily. He comes down quickly. Dre hustling from behind, and we're going to have a basket there by Wassily and a foul. Not sure who fouled him on the inside. Johnny Samuelson called with a foul. Johnny second. Team's first. Actually, it says the first foul against Johnny. I had him down for two. But we'll take the one, and the three-point play is completed by Wassily. He has 18 now, and it's 57-25. Johnny brings the ball up, drives up under, lays up, no good, gets his own rebound, puts it up, and it won't go, and he puts up a third one that drops through, but he was fouled on the second attempt, and Johnny will step to the stripe for two. Foul against number 15, John Paul, his second, team's first. 6:29 to go, third quarter. And Johnny drops in the first one. He's got the game-high 25 to lead the T-Jacks. 10 for Jordan Hamilton, 8 for Cody Mack, 9 for Christian Christensen, and 4 for Mark Newton. Johnny drops the second one through. And we're going to have a, looks like a 30-second timeout by Coach Ralph Lindquist. Actually, a 30-second timeout by Coach Andrew for the Huskies. I would give you Andrew's last name, but I don't have it. One thing that I've seen here over the last few weeks and being here in Bristol Bay now for the second tournament in 3 weeks is there's a lot of wonderful camaraderie among these coaches, a lot of admiration and respect, and a lot of the coaches have been around a long time, like Ralph Lindquist Bob Rusnowski for New Haven, and also Makia Walcott at New Stew. Those guys will take the younger coaches under their wing and offer them advice and encouragement, and it's really a close-knit fraternity. And the most wonderful thing about it is all the coaches clearly have a lot of care for these kids. Good job breaking the press by Togiak, and the ball is stolen by Jordan Hamilton, but before Jordan can get it out on the fast break to Cody, he's called for the traveling violation. Jordan being pretty demonstrative there to Avery Samuelson as he's trying to get Avery in position and also kind of frustrated that he didn't get that steal ahead for the fast break. Nice pass here now to Robert Blue. He goes in, misses the shot, but Wassley follows it up and in. Wassley now with 20. He's got a great game going for the Huskies. Johnny comes up quickly to Cody. Cody launches a three, right corner, no good off the rim. Follows the shot, but can't get the rebound. Good box out there by John Paul. And Cody Mack's going to be called for the foul. Second for Cody. Second for the team. Christensen enters the game. And Cody will have a seat. Coach Lindquist giving Cody some quick words of advice here on the bench. Gonzalez gets the ball into the front court to Wassley, fakes the three, now shoots it off the back of the rim, no good, tapped around, grabbed by Hamilton. He gets it out to Johnny. Johnny drives down, goes up, tries to pass it over to Christian, can't do it, he nearly rolls out of bounds, saves it for Drayton Newman, and rolls up over Dre's arm as he turns around to try to get it. He's called for a travel, though he really didn't have control of the ball, but that's a turnover for the T-Jacks. The ball comes up now. Nice dish underneath by Robert Blue, but a steal made there by Drayton Newman as he attempts to save it inbounds. His left foot hit the out-of-bounds stripe. Good hustle on the defensive end there by Dre. Now the ball will be inbound. What do we have here? On number 55, Kendall Wassily coming into the game now, replacing John Paul for the Togiak Huskies. Kendall seeing his first action of the game. And the ball is inbound there in the corner by Sidney Pavian, who entered the game as well. And Pavian gets it to Wassley, who misses a drive in the middle. Hamilton with the rebound, gets it ahead to Johnny Samuelson. Johnny drives down, up under, lays it in. No good. Rolled around the rim. Johnny smacks his hands and lets out a yell. That one went all the way around the rim and wouldn't fall. And now we got double-team defense there, broken nicely by Togiak, and Robert Blue misses a left-hand layup as he had defensive pressure from Jordan Hamilton. Johnny takes it quickly, goes up and under, and that one rolls off the rim, no good. The rebound is knocked loose, out of bounds off of Christensen. Christian with good hustle, but couldn't corral that one. And with 4:58 to go, third quarter, the T-Jacks lead remains 59-29. Johnny misses two consecutive fast break opportunities, both of those shots rolling off the rim. Near steal there at half court, but Gonzalez comes away at the ball. The left-hander dribbles, goes up under against Jordan Hamilton. Nice shot there by Daniel Gonzalez, who now has seven in the game for Togiak. It's 59-31. Johnny walks the ball across the line, gets it down in the corner to Christian. Christian back to Johnny, right wing, inside to Jordan. He'll go up, put it off the glass, and in. Nice entry pass there and a good move by Jordan. Jordan, a big guy with quick feet and quick hands. Now Jordan gets a steal at half court, gets it off to Johnny. He lobs it down to Christian. Christian goes up, and his shot is knocked into the middle of next week there by Robert Blue, recovered by Jordan Hamilton. Gets it to Johnny, back to Jordan underneath, puts it up and in. Nice shot there by Jordan as he took the pass, falling away from the basket, and put up a fadeaway bank shot from about 5 feet. And now here's a near steal at half court by Johnny Samuelson, but Gonzalez gets it, drives in all the way, goes up against Hamilton. No call as Jordan maintained position. Gonzalez gets his own rebound to Pavian, out to Wassley. His three-pointer goes around and out. Hamilton with the rebound, gets it up to Johnny Samuelson. Johnny pushing the ball up the court, goes up. Nice body control. Puts off to Christian, who misses the shot, goes up again and lays it in. Good work by Christian. He's got 11 on the game now for the T-Jacks, and it's 65-31. Ball lobbed across to Simeon Wassley, right side, drives down, and he draws a foul there by Drayton Newman as Dray went for the steal. Got a lot of the ball, but also got part of the arm of number 22 for the Huskies. That'll be Dray's first, team's third, I believe. And coming into the game now for Jordan Hamilton is Cody Mack. Jordan having a seat with 14 points. And a boatload of rebounds, not to mention quite a few steals. Jordan having a good game this morning. Inbounds pass to Wassley, far right corner. He launches a three, nothing but air. Christensen gets it ahead to Cody Mack. Cody's going to go in for the left-hand layup, and he missed it. Christian follows, goes up, and puts it in. Cody laughing at that one as some of the rookies players are giving him a little razzing in the stands. And Gonzalez comes down now, shoots an off-balance runner. No good. Johnny gets it ahead to Cody. He's open on the fast break. Goes up over Kendall Wassley. Misses again. Johnny follows and puts it in. Johnny now with 28 points. And the scoreboard slowed down They're going to call Coach Andrew calling a timeout now for the Huskies. 69-31 is the score on the board. I believe that's correct. They lost the numbers for the T-Jacks there for a moment. I'm sure that after those last two missed layups, Cody's going to be begging Coach Lindquist to have assists given to him on each of those. I can hear him already. Nevertheless, good work on the offensive glass by Christian and Johnny to follow up. So with 2:56 to go, third quarter, the T-Jacks with a 38-point advantage, 69-31. The scoring for the T-Jacks, Johnny with 28, Jordan with 14, Cody with 8, Mark with 4, and Christian with 13. And for the Togiak Huskies, 20 for Simeon Wassily, 7 for Gonzalez, 2 apiece for Damian Locook and Robert Blue. Remember, at noon today, we'll have the game between the Sandpoint Eagles and the new Stuyahawk Eagles. The winner of that game will advance to meet the winner of this one, which looks like it will be the King Cove T-Jacks. Then at 3 p.m., the King Cove Rookies will play the New Halen Malamutes. And both of those games are going to be important as their regional contests, and also it'll be a good chance for the teams to see other teams that they could face in the region. Simeon Wassily goes in hard, banged into Johnny Samuelson, no call, and he puts it up and in off the glass. Nice take there by Wassily. Johnny Samuelson has it, goes right side to Cody Mack, back to Johnny. Mark Newton calling for the ball, doesn't get it, back to Cody, right side, back to Johnny. Johnny fakes, drives left, now kicks a nice pass underneath for Christian. He lays it up and in. Christensen with 15. I believe this is his highest scoring game of his young career. Here's a turnover by Togiak. It's a pass inbounds from Gonzalez to Wassily, just an errant pass that went out of bounds against the purple safety matting that surrounds three sides of this gym floor. And now all four T-Jacks line up at the foul line. The ball will be inbounded by Mark Newton. Johnny Samuelson with a fall-away three, and he knocks it down. Johnny just took that inbounds pass and in rhythm dropped down a three from the right corner. Here's a drive now by Wassily. Nice take, but can't get the shot to go. Rebounded there by Nanaluk. Gets it to Kendall Wassily. Nanaluk has it in the lane and gets it out to Sidney Pavian. Nice fake there, but Gonzalez loses it, and he attempts to dish it underneath for Nanaluk, but he can't get it to him, and it's a turnover back to the T-Jacks, who lead 74-33, and the mercy rule now in effect is a 41-point advantage. Johnny goes down between the legs, kicks it out to Cody. Cody launches a three. No good off the front of the rim. Rebound chased down in the corner by Simeon Wassily, guarded there closely by Drayton Newman, and Cody Mack splits the defense, splits another pair of defenders, gets the ball, passes it underneath for Pavian. He goes up, and his shot is no good. Christian gets it ahead to Cody Mack, and he splits the defense, gets it to Dre. Dre gets it back to Christian to Mark on the other side for a long-range two, and that's good. Mark Newton with six in the game. 1:14 to go, and it's 71-14 to go third quarter, 76-33, T-Jacks. Gonzalez gets the ball in. Full court pressure still being applied. And now here's a pass to Nanaluk. He gets it ahead to Sidney Pavian. Back to Gonzalez for a left-handed three for the left wing. No good. The rebound comes to Cody Mack. Cody bringing it down. Passes across to Mark Newton. Goes off of his hands. One referee says white. One referee says black. And the ball is going to stay with the T-Jacks. And now we have number 35. And that would be Jarrell Ichuk checking in for the Huskies, his first action of the game. Now there's a delay here as the officials go to the scorers table. There's some confusion, I think, as to the mercy rule and when does the clock actually start to run without stopping. It stopped right now with 38 seconds to go, third quarter, T-Jack 76. Huskies 33, T-Jacks running the football play as they go in their three-point stance, all four of them, and the break is called by Johnny Samuelson. Pass inbounds to Mark Newton. Mark to Johnny in the left corner for a three, and it's good. Johnny hasn't missed much today. 79-33. Wassily brings it down. Guarded there by Kristen, nearly loses it, recovers it, double team now right below us. Nice pass underneath the Nanaluk, who lost it but saved it inbounds, gets it to Kendall Wassily. Back out to Gonzalez. Gonzalez passes for Simeon Wassley, who takes a three, no good, rebounded by Christian. 13 seconds to go. He pushes it up, two-on-two with Cody Mack. Cody has it for a 10-footer. Off the rim, no good. The ball is loose to Simeon Wassley. He brings it down against Johnny Samuelson. 4 seconds to go. Goes to the left-hand dribble, drives in, puts up a wild shot. That goes around and no good. Nice shot there by Simeon against tough defense from Johnny Samuelson, but that's the end of the third quarter with the score. The King Cove T-Jacks 79, the Togiak Huskies 33. And we'll quickly recap the scoring for you here in that quarter. The T-Jacks tallied 26 points to 9 for the Huskies. Or was it 7? It was 9. I missed a 2 somewhere there, it looks like. Oh, no, there. Okay. Figured out the error. Okay, for the T-Jacks, Johnny Samuelson had 22 at the half. And he dropped in 12 in the third quarter. He has a game-high 34. Jordan Hamilton with 14. 8 for Cody Mack. 6 for Mark Newton. And Christian Christensen with his career-high 15. And for the Huskies, Simeon Wassley with 22. 7 for Daniel Gonzalez. 2 apiece for Robert Blue and Damian Locook. So the T-Jacks and the Huskies take the floor to begin the fourth quarter. On the floor for your T-Jacks is Johnny, Mark, Cody, Dre, and Christian. And the ball is inbounds to Mark Newton. He passes it right side to Cody Mack. Cody fakes a three, gets it to Johnny. And the referee, 750 yards away on the other side of the floor, calls a travel against Johnny that was not called by the referee 7 feet away. And so there's a turnover for the T-Jacks. Goes back to the Huskies. Nice pass there. Robert Blue takes a 12-foot jumper, and good. Nice-looking shot there by Robert, 79-35. Christian brings it up, gets it to Cody. Cody fakes a three, gets it out to Johnny. Johnny back to Cody. Cody launches a three. No good. Rebounded there by Mark Newton. He dishes it to Christensen, and he puts it up and in. Nice rebound and assist by Mark, and Christian now has 17, and it's 81-35 as the clock runs with 7:17 to go in the game. Simeon Wassley goes between the legs, guarded by Mark Newton on the right wing. Now goes a crossover, goes in the lane, goes up, passes the ball across to Robert Blue, and he puts up a shot partially blocked by Christensen. Brought down by Johnny Samuelson. Johnny goes ahead to Mark Newton. Mark lays it up and in. Nice work on the fast break. Mark Newton with 8 points, and it's 83-35. Under 7 minutes to play, fourth quarter. T-Jacks leading the Huskies by 48. Damian Locook brings the ball up against Cody Mack and Mark Newton. And stopped. Good job cutting off the lane there by Cody. Here's a pass to Simeon Wassley, and he drops in a three from far out on the left wing. 25 now for Wassley. Johnny Samuelson with a nice bounce pass to Mark Newton. That was a beautiful pass. He bounced past that through at least 4 Husky defenders from far out on the right wing and got Mark on the fly, and he put in the left-handed layup. And Coach Andrew calls a 30-second timeout. They're going to get Keith Fox in the game. Number 20 is a real crowd favorite here. Nearly dropped down a couple of threes yesterday against Sandpoint. I'm sure they'll be trying to get Keith on the score sheet here before this one's over. 85-38. T-Jacks with a lead. 6:29 to play in the fourth quarter. The schedule for today, 12 o'clock, Sandpoint versus New Stuyahawk. 3 o'clock, King Cove Rookies versus New Halen Malamutes. And 4:30, the winner of this game, the T-Jacks, will face the winner of the Sandpoint New Stu game. All of those games on KSDP Radio. Keith Fox gets a shot now, and it's short. It's out of bounds off of the T-Jacks, and the Huskies will retain possession. Number 20 put up a long three, a little bit short, though. And the ball is inbounded by Gonzalez. He gets it to Simeon Wassley, who gets it to number 20, Keith Fox. Keith misses a shot off the back of the rim. Johnny Samuelson gets the ball, goes down, drops it off to Mark Newton, and he scores. The crowd calling for Dre to get on the score sheet. And Johnny just needs Dre to get down there on the block, and he'll get in the ball. We can see Dre score a basket. Here's a pass to Keith Fox. Keith lines up the shot, puts it up. No good off the rim. Rebounded by Avery Samuelson to Johnny Samuelson. Johnny brings it ahead, goes behind the back. Gets the ball across to Avery Samuelson for a long-range three. Good for Avery. Avery's first bucket of the day. That's a three from downtown, and it's 90-38 with 5:18 to go. Samin Wassily brings the ball across. They've got Keith Fox on the right wing. Keith throws up a shot. No good. Air ball. Avery Samuelson takes it down and comes up on the fast break. He dribbles down. Bounce pass. Nice pass to Mark Newton. Gets it to Drayton Newman. Dre's shot is up off the rim. No good. Avery rebounds. Goes up. No good. Gets the rebound again. Kicks it out to Mark. Mark has it. Dribbles at the top of the arc. Lobs it across for Johnny with 4:50 to go. Guarded there by Keith Fox. Number 20, about 5 feet tall, but he's staying right with Johnny. Johnny drives now, dishes it out to Dre. Dre's shot is off the glass and rim, no good. Dre 0 for 2 on that possession. Wassily gets the ball from Gonzalez after the rebound, brings it down, and they're going to look for Gonzalez here on the left wing. He gets it to Keith Fox. Keith has an open shot. Off the rim, no good. Rebounded by Avery Samuelson. Avery brings it down. Goes to the left-hand dribble, back to Johnny Samuelson. Johnny throws a long-range three, nothing but net. That one was about as long as Avery's on the other side, 93-38, 4:10 to go in the fourth quarter. Ball brought down by Wassily. He hands it to Keith Fox. Keith has a 15-footer off the front of the rim. No good. Drayton Newman with the rebound to Jordan Hamilton. Jordan, Dre, Avery, Mark, and Johnny on the floor. Avery gets it, shoots a long-range three, no good. Rebounded by Daniel Gonzalez. He gets it ahead to Simeon Wassily. I'm sure they're going to look for Keith down here. They get the bounce pass to Keith. He saves it in. Nice save. Keith throws up a shot. No good. That one hit the rim twice and bounced off. We're going to get Keith in the book yet, I think. Johnny Samuelson drives down, dishes the ball to Drake Newman. Drake goes up, misses the layup off the left side. Our nice hustle as Drake gets the steal, gets it back to Johnny. Good hustle there by Drake Newman. Johnny now launches a three, air ball, rebounded by Gonzalez. 3:24 to go. Gonzalez brings the ball up. Double team there by Hamilton and Samuelson. Keith Fox goes to the floor hard. Jordan Hamilton helps him up. Gonzalez gets the ball to Keith. He dribbles. Keith shoots this one. Good! A two-pointer there by Keith Fox, and the crowd goes wild. Way to go, Keith. And Johnny gets the ball now, brings it up to Mark Newton. Mark with the shot. Good. I'll tell you what, Mark Newton has one of the best-looking shots I've seen any team, any player. He is a high-percentage shooter from anywhere on the court. Mark now has 14 in the game. Here's the ball back to Keith Fox. Keith is going to line up another two. No good. Jordan gets it. And off to Johnny. There's 2:40 to go. 95-40. T-Jack's lead. Johnny has it. Passes it over to Avery Samuelson. Avery guarded there by Keith Fox. Now dribbles. Avery throws up a three off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound is taken there by Daniel Gonzalez. And a timeout on the floor by Coach Andrew. And as both teams come to the bench, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of high fives for Keith Fox there. Keith knocking down the shot. And the coach tells him to pound it. So they got pounds all around there for young Keith, number 20. I think that was his first bucket of the year. Coach Andrew was saying yesterday he'd had quite a few looks in the different games and always had shots going in and out. And we saw that young man knock down 8 three-pointers in a row during warm-ups yesterday. The whole crowd was counting, and he just kept knocking down. And as we said, a big crowd favorite, not just in Togiak, but here in the whole region, as these fans love to see Keith do well when he gets in the game. Keith's still in the game, along with Garen Nanaluk, Kendall Wassily, Damian Lokuk, and Drell Ichuk, who inbounds the ball to Lokuk. 2:23 to go, 95-40 T-Jacks. Gets the ball to Nanaluk. Nanaluk considers a three, passes up, gets it back to Lokuk. You get it to Nanaluk. Nanaluk to Kendall Wassily. Kendall Wassily launches a long three. Good! Kendall Wassily with his first points of the game. He hit one of those yesterday. Little short guy, about 5'4", but he can shoot the rock. Cody comes down, dribbles between his legs, gives it to Drayton Newman. Drayton's pass goes across to Mark Newton. Drayton Newman to Mark Newton. Mark now drives, puts one off the glass, no good. Rebound taken there by Kendall Wassily in traffic. He brings it up. Intercepted by Mark Newton. Mark dribbles in the backcourt. Under 2 minutes to go. Mark crossover dribble. Gets the ball to Avery Samuelson. Avery is going to get it, try to bounce it in for Drayton Newman. He does. Drayton double teamed. He kicks it back out to Avery. Pass to Cody Mack. Cody puts the ball up. No good. Drayton with the rebound and dribbles it out. Kicks it to Avery Samuelson. Avery goes across to Cody. Cody, another shot from the foul line. No good. Christensen with the rebound. No good. Ball tipped around. Cody Mack puts it up and in off the glass on the rebound. Cody in double figures now with 10. 1:18 to go. The ball being brought down by Togiak. Damian Locut gets it across to Kendall Wassily. Kendall throws another long three. Good, off the glass. Kendall's hit 2 3-pointers from about 6-7 feet beyond the arc. He's got 6 in the game. Cody Mack goes down, gets it to Drayton Newman. Drayton's shot is up, no good. Saved by Christian. Christian gets it to Cody. Cody gets it back to Dre. Dre dribbles, passes out to Avery. To Cody, under a minute to go. Cody drives the lane, dishes it off for Christian. Christian goes up, no good, but he draws a foul. And Coach Lindquist telling him to hurry up. The referee calls the foul. It's on number 21, his first. That's Nanaluk. Christian will shoot 2. Christian makes the first one. He'll have 1 more. He dribbles, puts it up, and no good. The ball is loose. Rebound saved by Christian, and he's fouled again. That's going to be a non-shooting foul, but the clock's ticking now, 98-46. They get it out of bounds. Mark Newton's going to have it. He throws it in for Dre. Dre goes up and lays it in. There we go. And that bucket is not only Dre's first points of the game, but it puts the T-Jacks at an even 100. Nanaluk brings the ball down. It's stolen at half court by Cody Mack. He dribbles down, taken away by Lokuk, who throws a length of the court shot at the buzzer that's far short. The crowd went wild when Dre made that shot. Nice inbounds play. And Dre made that was his toughest shot of the game. The others were all a lot easier than that one, but he came through under pressure there, knocked it down, put the T-Jacks at an even 100. And that's the final score. King Cove T-Jacks 100, Togiak Huskies 46. And we'll run down the scoring for you, and then we'll send it back to Kels Hetherington. Johnny Samuelson led all scorers with 37. Let's see if I got these totals right. Jordan Hamilton had 14, 10 for Cody Mack, Mark Newton with 14, 3 for Avery Samuelson, 2 for Drayton Newman, and Christian Christensen had a career-high 18. And so we got 51, 61, 71, 81, 89, 93, 98. Okay, I missed 2 there somewhere. I have to go back and recount. But it's close enough for government work right now. Great rebound there by the T-Jacks after a disheartening loss to Kolignik in the semifinal game last night as they come back for a 100-46 victory over Togiak. For Togiak, Simeon Wassily dropped in 25, 7 for Daniel Gonzalez, 6 for Kendall Wassily on 2 long three-pointers there late in the game, 4 by Robert Blue, 2 by Damian Locook, and the two-pointer by Keith Fox, his first points of the season, and another crowd favorite there. So we're glad that you joined us for this early morning matchup. The King Cove T-Jacks will now face the winner of the 12 noon game between New Stew and Sandpoint, and that matchup will be at 4:30 between the T-Jacks and the winner of that one. So we'll be bringing you the 12 o'clock game between two Eagle teams, New Stew and Sandpoint, and we'll have that one for you live here on KSDP Radio. Until then, this is Rob Lanham with you from Bristol Bay High School in Naknek, Alaska. Again, the final score of the first game of the day, the King Cove T-Jacks 100, the Togiak Huskies 46. We'll send it back to the studios to Kels Hetherington.